Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving in your relationships? Like you're running on fumes while everyone else seems to be cruising with full tanks? Trust me, I've been there. And let me tell you, it ain't a good look. Today we're diving into something super important, especially in this crazy world we live in. Setting healthy boundaries in relationships. We're talking about drawing those invisible lines that protect your energy, your time, and ultimately, your sanity. Because when you don't set boundaries, things can get messy, fast. It's like leaving the door wide open to everyone and everything, chaos, anyone? Now, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries? That sounds so rigid, so unfun. But hear me out. Boundaries aren't about shutting people out. They're about creating space for healthy connections that actually bring you joy, not just drain you. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let anyone walk into your house uninvited and start rummaging through your stuff, right? It's the same with your time, energy, and emotions. You deserve to protect them. So, here are 5 things to remember about setting those crucial boundaries. 1. Know thyself. Before you can set boundaries with others, you need to know what you want and need. What makes you feel drained? What lights you up? What values are non-negotiable for you? Take some time to reflect on this, journal, meditate, talk it out with a trusted friend. Knowing your own rhythm is the foundation of healthy boundaries. 2. Communicate clearly. This one can be tricky, but it's essential. Don't expect people to read your mind. Be direct, assertive, and kind when you communicate your needs. Instead of saying, "I'm too busy," try something like, "Hey, I really want to spend time with you, but this week is super packed for me. Can we reschedule for next weekend?" Three, start small. Don't feel like you need to overhaul everything overnight. Pick 1 or 2 small boundaries to focus on first, and build from there. Maybe it's saying no to a social event that doesn't align with your energy levels, or limiting the amount of time you spend scrolling through social media. Every little step counts. 4. Be consistent. This is key. Boundaries are only effective if they're consistently enforced. If someone crosses a boundary, address it calmly but firmly. Remember, it's not about being confrontational, it's about protecting your well-being. 5. It's okay to say no. This one might feel tough at first, but trust me. Saying, no, is a superpower. It shows respect for yourself and your needs. You don't have to explain yourself or justify your decision. A simple, no, thank you, is perfectly sufficient. Think about that time when you were constantly giving in to someone's demands, maybe a friend who always borrowed money without repaying it, or a family member who expected you to be available 24/7. How did that make you feel? Drained, resentful, taken advantage of? Setting boundaries in that situation might have looked like politely declining their requests, establishing clear expectations for repayment, or simply communicating your need for some personal time. It's about saying, "I care about you, but I also need to take care of myself." And guess what? When you start setting healthy boundaries, you'll likely see a shift in your relationships. People will start to respect your time and energy more. You'll feel more empowered and confident. And you'll have more space to invest in the connections that truly matter. So, remember, setting boundaries is not selfish, it's self-care. It's about creating a life where your needs are met, your values are honored, and your relationships are authentic and fulfilling. Go out there and reclaim your power. Don't be afraid to say no when you need to, and remember that healthy boundaries lead to healthier relationships. And if this resonated with you, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who could use some boundary-setting inspiration, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep building a world where everyone feels empowered to set those crucial limits and live their best lives. Until next time, stay clear, stay strong, and never stop chasing your clarity.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.